Welcome to Voices from the Street, the radio ministry of the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission. Prepare your heart for laughter and tears as we share the unpolished stories of the homeless and hurting, hope and transformation. Here's your host, Director of the Union Gospel Mission, Pastor Tim Lane.
Well, thank you guys for joining us. I have once again from last week, I have Gretchen on, and Gretchen is going to talk a little bit about the women's ministry that she's involved in with the Union Gospel Mission, her volunteering, she also volunteers to cut the ladies' hair, and that is not all she does. I mean, one of the bigger parts of everything that she does is her involvement with the women, being able to pray with them, being able to care about them, and show the love of Christ to them. You know, before we get started, I wanted to talk to us just for a second about, we've all had things in our lives that we've been disappointed with, whether it's been a friend that didn't fulfill a promise they gave, whether it's somebody that didn't turn out to be exactly what we thought, and sometimes it's that over the course of years, people change. Well, that's not the case with God. The word is immutability, and to be immutable means that he does not change. So God never learns anything new. He doesn't perceive anything new. He is everything right now. The good news about that is if God were changeable, he might change his mind about the promises that he's made. But because he doesn't change, because he is exactly the same today, tomorrow, and yesterday, God's promises are everlasting. If God tells you that you are in the kingdom of God, guess what? You are in the kingdom of God. And your actions, one way or the other, are not what are contingent about you going into the kingdom of God. Truly, if you are saved by grace through faith, and this not of yourself, it is a gift of God, lest any man should boast. If you truly are in Christ Jesus, will there be works to do? Yes, you're saved unto good works. But those works are the natural outcropping, the natural outpouring of a regenerate heart. When you are saved by grace, when the hand of the Lord has touched you, drawn you, made you alive, then you are grateful for what he has done for you. And that gratitude flows out into a desire to tell others. It flows out into a desire to do what God has asked you to do. The good news about that is when you are working in that capacity, you're not working for your salvation. You are working because you have salvation. And so you are free to serve God. Sounds funny, huh? Free to serve God. Well, the reality is if Christ is not your Savior, you can't serve God in any capacity. We are all born enemies to God, and it is only by his hand of drawing and forgiving and paying for the price. And don't forget about that. Your sins aren't just kind of swept under the table. They are paid for by the birth, the life, the death, and the resurrection. What is the main problem that everybody has? We have sinned against a holy God, and we are guilty, and the sentence is death. And, oh, what a horrible news that is. Well, it is horrible news that you are headed for hell. I know that's not a popular thing to say, but here's the second part of that, that God sent his son to pay the penalty for those who will believe that we could never pay for ourselves. Okay, that's great, but now how am I included in all of that? By placing our faith in Jesus Christ. Because it is he and he alone that can pay that penalty for us. And then you know what's great? He imputes his own righteousness to us. Because I got news for you. You're not righteous, and neither am I. But he imputes it, which simply means that he gives you, he places over you his own righteousness. And so what do we have to fear from tomorrow? Nothing. I pray all the time that I might be able to say with Job, yet though he slay me, yet will I follow him. I pray for the strength that during the time of testing that I will stand for Christ. Do I believe I could be lost? I do not, but I still want to stand every minute of my life, death, whatever it takes, to proclaim the name of Christ. I give you my word, that is my prayer. So, having said that, like always, if you're hurting, lost, lonely, if life seems to have lost every zest for you, if you've lost everything that you hold valuable in life, or if you have everything that you've held valuable, there's only one thing that you can do if you are hurting, broken, and that's turn to Christ. If you feel like you're on the top of the world, I got news for you. You're not taking any of that with you. And so, you know, it's like the man who erected all the barns and said, I've got all that I need. I'm going to eat, drink, and be merry. And the Lord said, you fool. You have neglected the very most important thing, and that's God. And he said, today your life will be forfeit. And so don't wait till you're on some deathbed to turn to Christ. Live a life that is filled, and that can only be done in Christ. So Gretchen, sitting there over quiet, let me ask you something. We talked last week about opportunities. We didn't talk much about opportunities. Are there opportunities to volunteer at the mission?
Yes, and I wish I would have realized this sooner. I do believe, as far as me coming to do hair, that was just God's timing.
Amen. I believe that too.
I mean, I know at one point there was someone doing hair, and maybe the women's ministry.
Well, what happened was, just for clarity, we set that whole thing up for the women to get hair. We put the word out, but none of them ever showed up.
I see.
And so then a gentleman came in and said, well, you know, I'll cut men's hair. Said, okay, because we had all the gear back there. And so then when the women's clothes closet was being revived and Kim was and Eileen were working on it, we wanted to try again, but we didn't have anybody who would cut hair, ladies' hair. And then we've had a couple of people, I guess, call, but you volunteered to come down. And so actually, you're the first one actually cutting women's hair there.
So since I've been at Emmanuel Baptist, and I remember hearing about this as an opportunity, mm-hmm. and for some reason the timing wasn't right, and after COVID, I had been at a salon for a short time and then left. And a year went by that I wasn't in a salon, and I realized I was cutting Eileen's hair, actually.
Oh, and, really? Yeah.
Yeah. And she said that they really need somebody for the women's. And I said, I'll do it. And it was just like I didn't have to think a second time, because God had put it on my heart a long time before. So I realized I just went for a year not working in a salon, and God provides. So what do I have to – my time is really his. He takes care of all of our needs. And yeah. So amen. Why not – you know, I started with one day a week that I'm committed to Thursdays. As I'm able to, I'd like to be there on Tuesdays. I don't want things at home to fall away.
No, God doesn't want you to just neglect everything. And yes,
trying to prioritize. But what I didn't realize is how the whole women's ministry functions. And so I guess that is what I would like, even for the women in my church to realize, women in the community. I also know that it isn't something for everyone.
No.
If you have little kids at home that you're responsible for, it's not going to, unless you had a babysitter coming. I don't see that.
Well, and the mission isn't something, even if you had the time and everything, it's not a place for every single person.
Right.
You know, there are stresses and strains.
Yes.
And everybody you run into isn't, you know.
Yeah, what I realized is after being there and hearing the stories from the women, I left myself processing a lot of things. You know, just realizing the privileges that I have.
Yep.
And it's heavy. I realized it's not something that just anybody can probably handle.
No.
Even if you have the time in your schedule.
Nope, that's what I mean.
The great thing is there are other opportunities besides working with the guests.
Mm-hmm.
With the closet, it has to be stocked and sorted, the clothing, the items that come in. There are things to do that don't necessarily require you having a conversation with a homeless person.
Well, let's take Tuesday and Thursday is when the women's clothes closet is open. But it takes more days than that to prepare, correct?
Correct, yeah.
And we have volunteers that's what they primarily do, what you're talking about.
Yes.
To set up, to get prepared. And they're actually not dealing with homeless folks.
Right.
A lot of those women will at some juncture they kind of grow into helping the ladies and it changes. But yeah, there are a lot of opportunities, right?
Yeah, even with the service, the chapel service, mm-hmm. I think being present, I just didn't realize exactly what all was involved. But I also feel like it's important to know about the opportunities so that as we meet homeless people in the street, because we all encounter them. And if you have an honest conversation with somebody, maybe who's asking you for help, it's kind of nice to know what's out there. Where would you point them?
Do you have, do you carry with you those little cards we do?
I don't, but I had one and was able to give that
we'll
to...
We'll give you a whole pack.
I need more. I gave one to a place in town where my son plays soccer, and they donate all their stuff regularly that mm-hmm. gets left behind. And I said, nice. You should consider the mission because they don't make money on the things donated.
Nope.
And they go to the men and women, especially the men. So I know we're talking about the women, but the men.
Oh, no, it's all part of one organization.
The men come in. They can take showers and get clothing 6 days a week, correct?
Correct.
So,
and we have a barber who comes in and cuts hair for them.
Yes.
And so, yes, our mission is primarily a men's mission. And the reason for that is when it started and for many years, the amount of women that were on the street, there just hardly were any. And in the last few years, it started to pick up steam. We probably get donations 90% women's clothing and 10% men's clothing. And you guys have heard me talk about it before because, guys, you never throw anything away. And you know, I've said it to many groups. Guess what? Those size 32 pants you graduated in and you've kept because you're going to get back in them, you're not. So just go and donate them to the mission. Right. But I think often overlooked is how desperate some of the women are. What would be a challenge that is not necessarily something that most men run into, but that is something most women do run into when they're on the street? Something...
Going to the bathroom?
Mm-hmm.
That's what I hear about. They live in there. Some people will mention they're living in their car. Often I'll ask them if they're in a shelter.
Mm-hmm.
And the ones who are living in their car, they've said the hardest part is using how do you use the bathroom, because you can get arrested for being indecent.
Mm-hmm.
Men definitely have it better in that
about
regard.
About 90% of the time,
I would say.
No, it's really true. The other part of that is that women suffer a lot more abuse out on the street.
Yes. I mean, so some of the stories that I hear is women meeting a man who wants to protect them.
Hmm.
Come here and live in my tent.
Mm-hmm.
I'll watch out for you.
Mm-hmm.
But it sounds like it starts there and then it turns into something that's
horrible.
Right.
And that is all too often the case. And yes, I am sure that there are women that can take care of themselves. I've known a few of the women that have come in over the years. There was one lady, I won't mention her name, everybody knew her at the mission. She grew up there. She grew up out on the streets. Saw her when I volunteered up until just a few years ago. And she was tough. I mean, she could handle herself.
Mm-hmm.
But most of the women that are out there, although they can take care of themselves in a lot of ways, there's always some guy out there who's bigger, badder, meaner, and willing to try to take advantage. So out on the street, to have your property stolen, to be raped or beaten or used, as you said, in some other way, these ladies often have it very bad out on the street, correct?
Yes. I've also been encountering women who don't feel safe in the shelters.
Oh, all the time.
Yeah.
And that's a shame. Right now, we don't have facilities for women. And over the next few years, we would like to have that rectified. It takes a lot to start another shelter. So it may take a while to get that done. But the bottom line is that even the guys, a lot of our guys, when they open the big shelters for warming mm-hmm. that the city and everybody does, right, they don't feel safe either because of the rules and regulations. They're afraid of the predators there.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas at the mission, when they come in, they get a bed there overnight. That's not going to happen upstairs because we have guys that are watching.
Right? Gotcha.
So some of the other difficulties women have are simply hygiene products and stuff.
Right, right,
right.
Yeah.
And some of them actually have children, correct?
Yes.
How sad is that, right?
Yeah, it's really nice that we have clothing and supplies for children, even books and toys. Mm.
So tell me, not all the ladies that come in are homeless, though, right?
No. Some are not.
And you have to deal with some of them, and some of their stories are just as tragic, right?
Well, it's interesting when you hear of people who've gotten a college education.
Sure.
And they're still struggling. I mean, we know that. We know that in the world we live in. But they're coming into the mission to get support. And you would think you just graduated from Sac State.
You'd have a pretty easy job.
You should be able to get a job.
Well, let me ask you something. In regards to all those type of things, have you ever had a woman come in and maybe she needs to get her hair done because she's got a job interview?
So far, I haven't.
Okay, you know, we've had many times where women have come in. One woman particularly that I remember from years ago, she lost her job, she lost her apartment, she and her daughter were living in their car. She needed an outfit because she had an interview, and the lady at the time, Robin, helped her get the outfit she needed, get her together. She was looking, you know, very professional, and she got a job. We didn't see her for several months, and then she came back by just to tell us that Aww. She got a job. She has an apartment, and they're off the street and
That's
in
wonderful.
That apartment. And, you know, it only takes a few of those to make you so grateful
yeah.
that we were able to help, right?
Yes.
And so, and by the way, you may not know that you have helped somebody in that way.
That's true.
You know, and you certainly may not know this side of glory, what your prayers or what your love, your kindness, you know, your arm around the shoulder has meant to somebody that may have seen our God in a whole different light because you represented him properly. Mm. You know, because don't forget, they are not going to see the face of Jesus, but we can be the hands and feet and mm-hmm. face of our Lord in the things we do, the care that we have, the love that we give.
Mm-hmm.
And so hopefully you will be with us doing this for a very long time. But
I hope so.
Well, we hope so too. And I love your attitude and I love your kindness and your desire to help. Again, Gretchen wanted me to remind you that there are many opportunities to serve at the mission. You can come down with your church. If you have a church that's got a night with us, Gretchen comes down on, so you still come down on the Thursdays?
I'm not able to often, okay. just because of schedule.
Well, gee, I don't know why you have five kids. And
I will say I'm very happy that one of my children has, my 18-year-old came and he shared his testimony one evening.
Oh, that's excellent.
Like in this last year. So yeah, I was very encouraged by that.
Well, you belong to a very healthy, well-balanced, Bible-believing church. And I don't say that because Robert's my friend. I think he's my friend because of
Jesus.
Amen. I've known him a long time now. And he loves the Lord. Mm-hmm. And he does something the mission has always sworn to do, to never compromise the gospel yeah. message. And so I am thrilled that you guys come down. And I'm thrilled to hear that your son gave his testimony. He's the 18-year-old, so he's mm-hmm. second child?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, of course, I was just kidding earlier. She's got five kids, wife and a mother, and doing all those things. It's amazing she has time to come down at all, but we appreciate it. And so, but you know what? If you come down and you are serving and you're doing it kind of grudgingly, don't.
Yeah.
You know, if you can't come down and serve with a happy heart.
The thing is,
yeah,
the blessing that I find, it's unbelievable.
Oh, yeah. I agree.
It just
with
puts
you.
Life in perspective. I don't know. It's better to give than to receive.
It's better to follow the Lord than to follow gain. And, yeah, I told you before, I felt the same way every time I brought the church down before I was director and even afterwards on a Saturday night. You're worn out, but praise God that he gives you the strength and it made my Sundays so good.
Mm.
You know, I hate to say this, but we're down to just this last minute. And so I guess my open invitation would be that I would like you to come back. And we got 30 seconds, so say goodbye to everybody.
Bye. Thanks for having me.
And I would like you to come back and share some stories that you will have over the next few months and everything. And I would like to thank you, Gretchen, for being a part of the mission.
My pleasure.
And so for all of you, as always, until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
You've been listening to Voices from the Street, the radio ministry of the Sacramento Union Gospel Mission. If your heart's been touched and you want to know more about the work of the mission, log on to UGMSAC.com, UGMSAC.com. To donate clothing, food, time, or financial help, call 916-447-3268, 916-447-3268. Thank you so much for listening. Join us again next week at the same time for Voices from the Street.